All right. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the March 10th, 2025 Rules Committee meeting. I'm Supervisor Walton, Chair of the Committee, joined by Vice Chair Supervisor Sherrill and President Mandelman. Our clerk is Victor Young, and I would like to thank Jaime Echeverry from SFGov TV for broadcasting this meeting for us this morning. Mr. Clerk, do we have any announcements?
Yes, public comment will be taken on each item on this agenda. When your item of interest comes up and public comment is called, please line up to speak on your right. Alternatively, you may submit public comment in writing in either of the following ways. Email them to myself, the Rules Committee Clerk, at victor.young@sfgov.org. If you submit public comment via email, it will also be included as part of the file. You may also send your written comments via U.S. mail to our office in City Hall, 1 Dr. Carlton B. Goodlett Place, room 244, San Francisco, California, 94102. Please make sure to silence all cell phones and electronic devices. Documents to be included as part of the file should be submitted to the clerk. Items acted upon today should appear on the Board of Supervisors' agenda of March 18th, 2025. That completes my initial announcements.
Thank you so much, Mr. Clerk. Would you please call item number one?
Item number one is an ordinance amending the administrative code to permit, for reasons that may compromise personal safety, redactions of information otherwise required in the annual economic statement of city-funded organizations.
Thank you so much. Supervisor Mandelman.
Thank you, Chair Walton. I want to begin by thanking the Office of the City Administrator and queer organizations that worked with us on this legislation. We have heard some interest slash concerns from the DV community and want to have some time to talk with them about addressing those. And so I'm going to make a motion that we continue this item for 2 weeks. But I think we do have public comment, which, you know, would be fine to hear anytime, I think.
Thank you so much. Mr. Clerk, would you please call for public comment?
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes.
Thank you for taking public comment. Sounds like I will be back again. So thank you, supervisors. I'm Laura Thomas. I'm the Senior Director of HIV and Harm Reduction Policy at the San Francisco AIDS Foundation and a resident of District 10. And I just wanted to say thank you for proposing this ordinance. Sounds like there's a little bit more work to do, but as an organization that is determined to stand in our values and stand up for our clients, staff, volunteers, our board made the decision to move forward with a lawsuit against the executive orders of the current administration, and we understand that that is necessary, and we also appreciate the potential protection that this ordinance may provide to our staff and board members in particular. So we are very much in support of this, and thank you for putting forward this ordinance. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any additional members of the public who would like to make comment on this matter? There are no additional speakers.
Thank you. Seeing no additional speakers, public comment is now closed. Mr. Clerk, on the motion.
On the motion to continue the matter to March 24th, 2025 Rules Committee meeting, Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion to continue carries. Mr. Clerk, please call item number two.
Item number two is a hearing to consider appointing 7 members, terms ending December 31st, 2026, to the Sugary Drink Distribution Task Administration Committee.
Thank you so much. And first of all, I just want to welcome everyone here and thank everyone who is willing to serve. We have a lot of applicants, a lot of folks with a lot of good experience. And so just want you to know we appreciate each and every one of you. Obviously, we only have 7 seats. And there are 19 applicants, and so of course you put this committee in a tough situation where we have to make a decision and pick from a lot of qualified folks. But I do just want to say ahead of time that I appreciate and thank everyone. What we are going to do, I'm going to call folks up in order of how they appear on the agenda, and everyone will have up to 2 minutes just to tell us about themselves and why they want to serve. And so you may or may not be here, but I'll call in order of what I have on the agenda for today. And first we have Chester Kyle Williams.
Good morning, gentlemen. Mr. Williams here. I'm currently serving on the committee. I've been on there for about maybe a year, 2 years on the committee. I am very happy with the way that the committee has been functioning since I've been on there. I still consider myself to be a newbie, but somehow I became co-chair. But in reality, my background has been with the community living campaign here in San Francisco. They've been around for a long time in helping mostly seniors, but helping a lot of people in terms of their health, and particularly HDG, which I work with within the Bayview, Mr. Walton's district. We have been functioning very well in that district, and because of his leadership and because of the needs of the community, I feel that I have something to offer based on my experience. I've been with community living for almost 10 years, and since then we've been able to expand our program from a very small outfit to a very big outfit now. We're now partners with Meals on Wheels, where we do most of our deliveries. We cover all of the Bayview and a good majority of Visitation Valley. That's our district. I want to say that I really believe the program should expand not only to those areas, but also to the Western Addition and also to Lakeview. So thank you very much.
Thank you. And now we will call up Christina Fatala. No Christina. Dayanaria Kalaharano.
I did hear from this applicant, and they have withdrawn their application.
Thank you so much. Gabriela Castellanos Rumbo.
Good morning, Rules Committee. My name is Gabriela Castellanos Rumbo. I am a new applicant. My current position is the Mission Children's Oral Health Task Force Coordinator at CARESEN, the Central American Resource Center of San Francisco. Prior to that, I was a registered dental hygienist for 7 years. That experience combined with my lived experience as a first-generation Mexican-American gives me valuable real-world insight on just how important the work that the SOTA tax dollars fund are. My years as a clinician showed me just how underserved our communities of color are and how crucial and necessary these programs are. In my current position, I provide Spanish language oral health workshops to the Latinx community, which we all know is one of the communities of color targeted by the marketing dollars of these sugary drink companies. While living in Bakersfield, where I went to school, I spent time organizing outreach to farm workers and new mothers by offering services and preventative education. The reason that I became a dental hygienist was because of my mother. She lacked preventative education and resources and lost the majority of her teeth by the age of 50. I have witnessed firsthand the effects of that on her quality of life and overall systemic health. Since then, I have done what I can to make sure that her story is not repeated. These programs have real-world effects and consequences. Throughout my career, I have shown a vested interest bordering on moral compulsion in the health of my community. This is what I can bring to the advisory committee, passion and lived experience. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have Dr. John Maugh.
Good morning, Chair Walton, President Mandelman, and Supervisor Sherrill. My name is John Ma. I am seeking reappointment, having served previously from 2019 to 2021. As a general surgeon, first-generation Chinese-American, and military veteran, I bring decades of experience to elevate the San Francisco soda tax to the next level nationally. My work to curb the consumption of sugary drinks began in 2003 as the president of the American Heart Association, who were one of the first to recognize the connection of rising rates of obesity and sugary drinks and have championed efforts since to reduce the adverse impact on America's health. The AHA was joined by the San Francisco Medical Society, who launched the Bay Area movement with a 2009 soda tax resolution, first adopted by the California Medical Association and then the American Medical Association. In 2014, I served as the fundraising chair for the Prop E San Francisco soda tax, which inspired the 2016 Prop V soda tax, where I was featured in the television commercials. I summarized the accomplishments in a 2018 Johns Hopkins University paper while I was serving as president of the San Francisco Marin Medical Society, and I was also a panelist during the DPH celebration of the five-year anniversary of the tax. Our Bay Area success has changed the world. Only 20 nations taxed soda in 2016, but today over 117 nations globally tax sugary drinks in 2025. A key reason for me to seek reappointment is the success of the 2024 Santa Cruz Measure Z soda tax. I was featured in the campaign and learned of new convincing arguments. The soda industry's role in environmental pollution and the population health evidence that soda taxes reduce body mass index. Bills have emerged in Maryland, Connecticut, and across the nation, and I believe in 2026 we have the opportunity to fulfill Senator Wiener's vision to craft a special tax and to double the revenue. The key is to fund programs and create the scientific base that will prove to voters the efficacy of the tax. I'd be honored to be appointed to a health equity seat on the SDG tax. Thank you.
Next, we have Adina Safer.
Good morning, supervisors. I'm thrilled to be here today because I'm deeply passionate about the future of our youth and their health. Throughout my career, I've worked tirelessly to create innovative healthcare programs, always with a focus on ROI and measurable impact. Recently, I've been especially dedicated to empowering young people and lead change in healthcare, particularly in pediatrics, school-based interventions, and adolescent behavioral health. I'm not just another candidate. I'm someone who has dedicated years to making a real impact. I have two master's degrees focused on healthcare. I serve as a board member on the San Francisco Health Plan. I spend time thinking about the city's 180,000 lives, many of them young people on this plan. This role has given me an inside view into the real-world challenges of our communities and what they face. Professionally, I started a company. I sold it to CVS and spent 10 years there working on healthcare programs for all types of rare and orphan conditions. In the last 10 years, I've helped young entrepreneurs launch healthcare businesses that directly address these challenges. I've seen firsthand how critical it is to elevate their voices in shaping solutions. My leadership roles at Oregon Elementary, Gateway Charter School, and the San Francisco Education Fund further prove my unwavering commitment to the city's future. I'm committed to building programs that drive results, not only for today, but for the long term. I believe in continuously improving and experimenting with new outcomes measures to ensure we're achieving meaningful change. As a parent of two wonderful children raised here and attended public schools here in San Francisco, I'm deeply invested in ensuring the next generation is healthier, both physically and mentally. I'm ready to push this advisory committee to think boldly, experiment with new strategies, and always focus on outcomes that matter for our youth. Thank you for considering my application.
Thank you. And now we have Prasanthi Patel.
Good morning. My name is Prasanthi Patel, and I'm honored to be considered for a new position on the Soda Tax Advisory Committee. As a Chief Operating Officer of Sonrisas Dental Health, a nonprofit dedicated to improving oral health access for underserved communities in San Mateo, I bring both strategic leadership and a deep commitment to health equity. Throughout my career, I have worked at the intersection of public health, healthcare operations, and community advocacy. I have led strategic initiatives focused on reducing health disparities, particularly in communities disproportionately impacted by preventable diseases linked to nutrition, including dental disease, one of the earliest and most visible consequences of sugar consumption. I have experience with San Francisco citywide oral health initiatives, quality improvement program, and equity-driven health policies, making me uniquely positioned to contribute to the work of the Soda Tax Committee. Beyond my professional role, I am also a parent of two in the SFUSD at Daniel Webster and a community advocate. I understand firsthand the challenges that many families face in accessing healthy food and nutrition education. My experience leading community programs, such as my role as a Girl Scout troop leader, has reinforced my commitment to ensuring that public health policies are not only well informed, but also practical and accessible to the communities they serve. I'm eager to contribute my expertise in healthcare operations, equity-focused public health initiatives, my time at the Department of Public Health, and community engagement to help guide the allocation of these funds in a way that maximizes impact. I believe in data-driven solutions, cross-sector collaboration, and centering the voices of the communities that are most affected by these health disparities. I'd be honored to serve in this capacity, bringing my professional and community perspectives to the committee. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Next, we have John Aisha Aina. John is not here today. And next, we have Melinda Burris. Let's see, Melinda. Marty Baclay Delalis. Francis Abigail Cabrera.
Good morning, Supervisor Mandelman, Cheryl, and Walton. My name is Frances Abigail Cabrera, but I go by Abby. And I'm the Associate Director of Research and Community Engagement within the Department of Family and Community Medicine at UCSF. I've had the honor of serving in the Research Medical Institution seat number 4 since 2021, and the honor of serving as co-chair since 2022 on our Sugary Drinks Distributor Tax Advisory Committee. I'm seeking reappointment with a desire to continue contributing to the committee whose recommendations have resulted in positive impacts in reaching priority populations that are targeted by the sugary beverage industry, and they experience the highest rates of chronic disease such as type 2 diabetes, chronic disease, heart disease, and tooth decay. I'm happy to share that the Sugary Drinks Distributor Tax Funds have directly supported these populations and neighborhoods by investing in building community power and capacity to lead efforts to decrease sugary consumption, promote healthy eating and active lifestyles, and create healthy environments and policies. In the last fiscal year, the Sugary Drinks Distributor Tax Programs have, one, provided culturally relevant, community-led direct services to approximately 90,000 participants, two, 85% of food insecure participants who were in sugary drinks programs worried less about having enough food, and three, 85% of participants reported drinking water more often and much more. With a new mayor and administration, I'm aware of our budget deficits. I'm seeking your support for reappointment because I am committed to continuing the work, and I bring the knowledge and context to bring our committee to support all the efforts of our supervisors and your committees. I'm passionate in this work and would be honored to be reappointed. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you. Anderson Yang.
Good morning, Supervisor Walton, Supervisor Mandelman, and Supervisor Cheryl. Thank you for having me here today. First and foremost, I am a native San Franciscan. I've been here my whole life, and I am committed to the city as long as I am living and working here. And second, I am a believer. I am a committed member of a church in the Bayview, and I am applying for this seat in this committee to improve human flourishing here in the city. I come from a public health background. I spent the first 5 years of my career as an evaluation associate at the Tobacco Control Evaluation Center, where we provide evaluation support to public health programs and organizations to help them inform their work around tobacco control and policies. And drawing parallels from that work, I am now looking to help evaluate the sugary tax dollars that are being put into different programs to improve community health. Currently, I work at UCSF as a research analyst within the Department of General Internal Medicine. I support projects that deliver chronic disease care and management through digital technology. So I am skilled in research methods, data analysis, and I am a data person. I love data, all sorts of data, and what I can bring on to this committee, if I were to be considered for this seat, is my standards for data integrity and having an unbiased approach to how we're going to spend the money, how we're going to spend the revenue for the common good here in the city. Thank you.
Thank you. Jamie Schmidt.
Good morning. My name is Jamie Schmidt. I am an incumbent on the advisory committee, and I am seeking a recommendation to continue into a second term. I'd like to thank you, the Board of Supervisors, for the opportunity and privilege to serve on this committee. I have seen the dedicated efforts of the Department of Public Health backbone staff, the partnership of the committee members who work in various departments of the city and county, and the collaborative work from the community membership. The recommendations we make to the mayor ensure our neighbors, your district constituents, innovate programs that seek to solve the community's needs. I am grateful for the creative and passionate neighbors we share to ensure healthy food is available to the food insecure, water filling stations and parks for the thirsty, and we are checking the teeth of our preschoolers and kindergartners. This committee is supporting our neighbors for the entire life cycle. It's really cool. I am the Senior Director of Clinical Research Operations at Sutter Health. Prior to that, I was the Director of Clinical Research at Sutter Health, California Pacific Medical Center. In addition to my role as an Operations Administrator at Sutter Health, I am also a researcher investigating the impact of sugar-sweetened beverages in the workplace. And in that research, I seek scalable interventions to improve our health and wellness while at work. The research I conduct is funded by private foundation grant and the National Institutes of Health. I'm also a dietitian. When I moved to San Francisco, I worked at San Francisco General Hospital as a dietitian and a researcher working with patients with HIV and AIDS. Wherever I find myself in San Francisco, I encounter passionate people who care about the health and wellness of our people. It is just, the city is just so great. And I've lived in San Francisco with my husband, who was born and raised here, and we raised our two daughters here. And like all of you, I wear many hats. With all the hats I wear, I see the pervasive impact of the food and beverage industry that seeks to persuade us that we need to eat their food and drink their beverages. The impulse is strong, the feeling is good, yet the outcome commonly ends with preventable diet-related diseases. I would like to continue to work on this advisory committee to support the priority populations of San Francisco to encourage healthy lifestyles. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. Ariel Joseph? Alexander Koo?
Good morning, everyone. My name is Alexander Koo, and I'm currently a sophomore at the Bay School of San Francisco. In the past, I've worked with nonprofits such as City Hope and the Institute on Aging. And through being a high schooler, I've seen firsthand the effects of sugary drinks at local corner stores, where peers of mine have started to over-rely on sugary drinks instead of their healthier counterparts. Throughout my life, I've also been passionate about learning about racial discrimination in our own society. And through researching this problem, I found that racial minorities bought more sugary drinks on average compared to their white counterparts. Finally, sugary drinks have had an impact on my own family, where the sugary drinks have caused health issues due to over-reliance. I've lived in the city my entire life, so working with this committee, I would love to share my personal thoughts and solutions as a youth fellow, while working with intellectual individuals to help the city I truly love. Thank you for considering my application.
Thank you. Carter Thomas Meek. Shun Man.
Good morning, everyone. My name is June, and thank you so much for having me. I am a current junior at Lowell High School and a resident of District 4, and my advocacy mainly stems from student government at Lowell High School, where I serve as a representative when talking to a lot of administrators, like on the Principal Advisory Council or on the PTSA as School Safety Committee Chair, where I work with a lot of our administrators at Lowell to meet, to examine statistics from school-wide and citywide surveys, and discuss our findings with students and other school administrators. So connecting this to the SDD-TAC, I'm aware that we do a lot of research, surveying, and publishing our findings. So I would say I have the necessary experience in that to participate in discussions and not be afraid to speak up for my fellow youth in San Francisco. So moving on to the committee, I have always been one for advocating for people in my community, whether it is students at Lowell or my family living in San Francisco, over consumption of sugary drinks and the lack of awareness of healthier alternatives is a really big issue that a lot of people face in all communities in San Francisco. On a personal level, I have witnessed the impacts of diabetes and dental health firsthand from my dad. Like I mentioned in my application, since my family and I immigrated here in 2018, I've helped my parents with their health policies, insurance, and bills by translating on the phone and helping schedule appointments. So being on this committee, I will work to give really impactful feedback to support the people of San Francisco as a young person, Asian immigrant, and advocate. And although I have not attended a meeting before, I've done extensive research through old meeting minutes and published findings. So looking at the evaluation report for the fiscal year 2023 to 2024, I noticed the strategies to increase community-driven health education and services, as well as collaborating with small businesses and local organizations, which are all things that I hope to continue and work towards along with the committee if I am appointed. Thank you so much, and together we can drive commitment into action. Thank you so much for listening, and I really appreciate your attention. Thank you.
Thank you. Zamil Imaduddin. My apologies if I mispronounce anyone's name.
Hello, good morning. My name is Emil Madadin. Sorry. I'm a sophomore in high school and a current dual enrollment student at Las Positas College. I'm really thankful to be here and to be able to run for this committee. And my experience is quite diverse. You know, I've taken the job to solve these deep, unsexy problems in ways that, you know, you wouldn't even think of. Currently, I'm leading the HR 1511 bill across the whole United States, affecting 50 million non-documented immigrants, and I'm fighting for this. Another thing is that I am a representative on Congressman Eric Swalwell's East Bay Congressional Youth Council, where I represent over 800,000 constituents within the youth committee and overall within the community. And beyond my policy leadership, I'm big within local communities. I'm big within, you know, the small city councils. I'm sure you've seen my face around. If you haven't, it's good to meet you, and I hope to see you more. And to connect us to the committee, I believe in kind of pledging my hands into the, I hate to be, you know, uncensored here, San Francisco's filth. We see the poor homeless people. We see how easy it is for young people to get at kind of their hands across, like, unfortunately, substances. And I want to put that money towards education. I want to put that money towards helping people quit. I want to help the youth stay away from that. I want them to stay in school. I want them to focus on their communities and giving back. And I think the only way we can do that is by kind of putting our time into important things. We need the youth involved. We need me involved. And I think I can really provide a lot of value. It's more than policy. It's more of a culture change. It's just this change around being healthy, being safe. It's a good thing. Staying in school is good, you know. The underrepresented communities need us to help them. And with that, I thank you for your time. Thank you.
Thank you. Laura Urban.
Good morning. My name is Laura Urban. I'm the Associate Director of Health and Nutrition with Children's Council of San Francisco, and I'm seeking reappointment for seat 16, representing children 0 to 5. In my current role, I oversee programming that supports child care educators create and implement policies and programs that encourage physical activity and good nutrition, including limiting consumption of sugar, sweetened beverages. I have nearly 13 years of experience implementing and overseeing nutrition security programs at the state and local level, including overseeing the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services Office of Food Security, where one of my roles was to oversee our funds for Healthy Nevada, which supported community-based organizations statewide distribute healthy food to their community. Currently, as a member of the SDD TAC, I co-lead our Data and Evidence Subcommittee. I also work to enhance collaboration and alignment with Shape Up SF Coalition, where as a part of that coalition, I am the Policy Systems and Environment Action Team Lead. So as a part of that work, I work with other CBOs to support them in their advocacy and policy efforts, which includes supporting the SDDT recommendations. I've learned a lot over the past couple years and seen the incredible work and impact that this fund, that these funds can have, and I would love to continue to be a part of it. So thank you so much for your time today and for your consideration.
Thank you so much. And I believe that is all the candidates that we have. Did anybody come in late that I may have missed? If not, we will go to public comment on this item.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Are there any members of the public who would like to provide public comment on this matter? There are no speakers for public comment on this matter.
Thank you so much. Seeing no speakers, public comment is now closed. Obviously, like stated before, this is definitely not an easy task with so many qualified applicants. One, I just want to say I love the diversity of the applicants that we have here, the experience of the applicants that we have here. We've received, of course, emails on some applicants. We've also received recommendations from folks who work in this field. And so all of you are qualified, and all of you, of course, we want to just thank for being willing to step up and being willing to serve. With that said, I'm going to make a motion to appoint Chester Kyle Williams to seat one, Gabriela Castellanos Rumbo to seat two. We are going to continue seat three to next week's meeting and give all applicants a chance to be present. We are going to move Abigail Cabrera for seat four, Jamie Schmidt for seat five, Shun Moon for seat six, and Laura Urban for seat 16.
Yes, on that motion, Vice Chair Cheryl. Aye. Cheryl, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. And congratulations to everyone. And again, we encourage anyone who was not successful today to continue to look out for ways to serve the city. We most certainly want and need your talents and appreciate you for being willing to serve. Mr. Clerk, would you please call item number three?
Yes, item number three is a hearing to consider appointing one member, term ending March 17, 2027, to the Veterans Affairs Commission. One seat, three applicants.
Thank you so much. And again, we will provide an opportunity for everyone to speak that is present. We have one seat available and three applicants, and I will call folks up in order of how they appear on the agenda. And first is Nicholas Rusinoff.
Good morning, Supervisors. Unfortunately, Nicholas Rusinoff could not be here this morning. He was called away there's a medical emergency. I serve as the Commission's Secretary. I wonder if I could share a few comments on his behalf.
We will let you speak at public comment.
Okay, thank you.
Of course. Joshua Wagner.
Chairman Walton, Vice Chair Cheryl, Supervisor Mandelman.
My name is Josh Wagner, and I'm a candidate for seat 9 on the Veteran Affairs Commission. I recently separated from the Navy and moved to San Francisco 6 months ago after 12 years of service. During my time in the military, I participated in 4 aircraft carrier deployments to the Indo-Pacific, where I served as a Navy fighter pilot. I'm a graduate of the United States Naval Academy and Stanford University, where I was first introduced to the Bay Area over a decade ago. In fact, I married my wife in this very building almost exactly 10 years ago to the day. Now that I'm out of the military, I've been looking for ways to get involved in both my community and local government. I've attended Board of Supervisor meetings. I've joined Next Village San Francisco, a nonprofit serving our elderly community. I'm also involved in the World Affairs Commonwealth Club. Becoming a member of the Veteran Affairs Commission would be an excellent way to broaden my public service. I'm intimately familiar with the challenges facing our veterans who are separating and transitioning from the military. I myself am still going through the process of seeking approval for my own disability claim. I believe that being a member of the Veteran Affairs Commission would be a perfect avenue to combine both my passion for our community and my experience as a veteran. Thank you so much for your time and consideration.
Thank you so much. Barclay Sanders.
Good morning, supervisors. My name is Barclay Sanders. I'm a resident of District 6 since I moved here about 8 years ago. I'm a former signal system support specialist within the Army National Guard. I finished in about 2020. I've also worked in the tech industry for Robinhood and Facebook, where I supported over 100,000 different employees. And in my time here, I was a priorly homeless veteran that does really understand the process and benefit process to essentially be able to take care of other veterans that may have to go through the same process as me as priorly homeless veterans. I've also served on the SFPUC CAC, and I'm the current chair of the Power Subcommittee. I was also on the Treasure Island Development Authority CAC to help them expand housing rights, be able to get exempt from tolls, and also just help to fix the park for the kids there. I've also worked with other fellow veterans myself to use things like ChatGPT to help process their claims quickly. One of my own buddies, when he got out, he was struggling with finding employment and getting access to benefits. And I was able to work with him just over 2 hours and leverage the technology that's currently out there and available to everyone to essentially be able to help him process his claim in 2 hours instead of sometimes what would people consider basically the average of about 100 days to process a VA claim. I've also leveraged a lot of just the public records request system to get information to essentially fix a lot of these problems. So I'm hoping I get the opportunity to serve other veterans in my community. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And I believe we have heard from all candidates. Seeing no statements or questions from my colleagues, Mr. Clerk, would you please call for public comment?
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes.
Thank you. Good morning, supervisors. If I could just read some comments from Commissioner Rusinoff. Supervisors, I sincerely apologize for not having been able to attend in person today. Yesterday, I was in the hospital receiving treatment for a serious foot injury, and the resulting medication has made me unwell. However, I do not want to miss the opportunity to express my deep commitment to continuing my work on the San Francisco Veterans Affairs Commission. Over the past years, I have dedicated myself to strengthening the commission, fostering a team that actively advocates for veterans, and working closely with the Veterans Justice Court to ensure that those who serve our country receive the support they need. Looking ahead, I am committed to elevating the role of the County Veterans Service Office, securing funding necessary for its critical work, and expanding support for programs like Veterans Healing Veterans, which provides essential resources for rehabilitation and reintegration. I appreciate your time and consideration of my reappointment and look forward to continuing the important work. Thank you. And I'd also like to note that currently Nick is serving as the vice president of the commission, which he also volunteered to do last year. Thank you, supervisors.
Thank you so much.
Are there any other members of the public who would like to comment? Please line up to speak.
If you wish to speak, please line up to the right side of the podium. You have the mic.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is John Reisenweber. I am a Vietnam combat disabled veteran. I live in San Francisco and have for 21 years in District 9, and I am currently one of the commissioners on the San Francisco Veterans Affairs Commission and have been for approximately a year. During that time, I've come to know and admire Nicholas Rusinoff. He performs his duties as vice president and commissioner in an exemplary fashion, with personal outreach to the veterans community to evaluate and identify their needs, to bring them to the committee for review and discussion, and then submit them to you, supervisors. Being passionate about veterans, Nick is also kind and compassionate. His outreach includes being extraordinarily involved in the Veterans Court, aiding and assisting San Francisco veterans who are most at risk in our community, and helping them receive assistance with housing, counseling, and additional treatment, getting them off the streets and into programs to enhance their life and enable them to lead productive and fulfilling lives. He was unanimously elected as Vice President of the Veterans Affairs Commission last December, which demonstrates his leadership ability. I am honored to know and work with Nick Rusinoff and cannot think of a better person to be on the Veterans Affairs Commission. Thank you very much.
Next speaker, please.
My name is John Gibson. I'm a Marine Corps veteran and a veterans rights advocate. I wanted to say that Barkley's work that he's done with the homeless veteran community is second to none.
I apologize. Would you mind getting a little closer to the microphone?
Yeah. Barkley's work that he's done with the veteran community is second to none. He's identified key linchpins within our community, and he's not only applying a level of vision, but also a level of action. And I feel like this is the type of initiative that we need in this commission. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Are there any additional members of the public who would like to make public comment?
Hi, good morning. I'm Carrie Barnes, and I recently joined the leadership of Moms Demand Action around the time that I got these readers, so I have to have them on my face. We support Mayor Lurie's appointment of Maddie Scott to the police commission.
So just to stop you real quick, we are specifically having public comment on the appointment of the Veteran Affairs Commission.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So that item is item number 5.
I'm so sorry to skip ahead. I guess I was really excited about it. And I saw you, Maddie. Okay, I will wait patiently.
Thank you so much.
I will
much.
Come back. Thank you.
Any more public comment on item number 3? Seeing no more public comment is now closed. And again, I just want to take the time to thank all of the applicants. Obviously, all of you are qualified, and we appreciate you having the willingness to serve. Unfortunately, we do have one seat, and there are qualified applicants. And I will say that Commissioner Rusinoff, as Vice President, who continues to come highly recommended from his colleagues, as well as the Veteran Affairs Office itself, is someone who I think deserves the right to continue to serve, so I'm going to move that we appoint Nicholas Rusinoff to seat 1.
Seat 9.
I'm sorry, seat 9. My apologies.
Yes, on that motion, Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
All denied. That motion passes without objection.
Motion carries. And again, thank you so much to our other veterans who are willing to continue to serve this city. Now we call for item number 4.
Item number 4 is a motion approving or rejecting the mayor's nomination for the appointment of Alfonso Felder to the Municipal Transportation Agency Board of Directors, term ending March 1st, 2027.
Thank you. Mr. Felder, you have the floor. Please tell us why you want to serve on the MTA Board of Directors.
Yes. Good morning, Supervisors, President Mandelman, Supervisor Walton, and Cheryl. Thank you for having me here today. I am a native San Franciscan, and I'm honored to have this opportunity to serve San Francisco and its citizens in a role that I think I'm uniquely qualified for. I've been a Muni rider since before I could walk. I've relied on Muni to get to school and to work. I know the MTA well and can see it from many perspectives. I have the perspective of a parent who is raising a family in San Francisco. And I appreciate that every generation of residents has different needs that we need to recognize. I also see the SFMTA from the perspective of a member of the business community. I've worked with the MTA for decades through my work at the Giants and through our work on the Mission Rock development. I understand the importance of the unique multimodal transportation system that we have here in San Francisco, and I appreciate the obligation that we have to uphold our city's values through our transportation system. We must be focused on continuing to set a high standard in terms of sustainability, safety, and service to all San Franciscans. Despite the significant financial challenges ahead of us, I'm incredibly optimistic about the future of our city and the MTA. We'll have to make tough choices, but I'm committed to facing these challenges with a practical, common-sense approach that seeks out diverse perspectives to make informed decisions. My background and experience will serve me well. I have a degree in urban studies, and I'm a lifelong student of San Francisco. I'm currently the executive vice president of administration for the Giants, where I serve in an operating capacity, and, as I said, have worked with the MTA for years. My first professional assignment was to oversee the transportation plan for Pacific Bell Park. That was a tough task, but I worked with the city, and we as the Giants worked with our fans to make sure that that plan worked, and I'm proud of the sustained success of the ballpark's transportation plan. My work on the development of the ballpark and the transportation and the mixed-use project at Mission Rock have taught me how to engage, collaborate, and build consensus within our community. I've also led a nonprofit with a mission to preserve neighborhood cinemas in San Francisco. This role has connected me to neighborhood groups and small businesses. And I know how to engage the public, and that's a key role for me if I'm so lucky as to be confirmed for this role at the MTA. Ultimately, we're fortunate to have a great transportation system in San Francisco. We should have great confidence in it. It's a system that has come really far. It is more equitable, more accessible, and safer than the system I experienced as a child in San Francisco, and it will only get better. I look forward to serving the city and welcome any questions you have of me.
Thank you so much. I see Supervisor Sherrill has a question or comments or questions.
If I can ask for a clarification, will public comment come next? Yes.
After, yes.
Great, thanks. Then.
Thank you. I do have a question, Mr. Felder. What's your philosophy on how to address the fiscal cliff that MTA is facing right now?
Well, I mean, I think the first thing we need to do is we need to recognize that we've got to listen. We've got to listen to the needs of our city and the constituents that we serve, and then we've got to listen to the MTA itself and take the good advice that they're going to provide, and then we're going to have to evaluate what options we have to bridge that gap. I think the near-term gap that we have is manageable over the course of the next year, but as you look a few years ahead, that's a bigger challenge, and we're going to have to make tough choices. But in making those choices, we've got to do the best we can to serve the majority of our citizens as best we can. And that's going to require us to evaluate the system in its current state. But I'm confident that we're going to be able to do that smartly and wisely and consistent with our values.
Thank you. Seeing no other questions or comments from colleagues, we're going to call for public comment on this item.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Are there any members of the public who would like to provide public comment on this matter? There's no speakers.
Thank you. Seeing no speakers, public comment is now closed. President Mandelman.
Thank you, Chair Walton. I just want to say I think this is a very strong appointment. Mr. Felder has contributed in numerous ways to San Francisco, and I'm looking forward to seeing him contribute in this way as well. So happy to support this.
Thank you, Supervisor Sherrill.
Likewise, I want to thank Mr. Felder for being with us here today. I appreciate you coming and speaking with me directly about our experiences as parents. And as someone who's a lifelong San Franciscan and who lives in the house he grew up in, I think you have a unique perspective to lend to us and your experience operationally developing transportation plans around very important areas, specifically the ballpark for this city. So I'm very grateful for your willingness to serve. And I'd like to move to amend the motion to remove the word rejecting and move forward a motion approving Alfonso Felder to the MTA Board of Directors.
Thank you. And before we vote on that, I would like to just say to Mr. Felder, I definitely recognize your contributions to this city. And I want to say that once this appointment is moved forward, you will have to get a little bit more specific on how we're going to address the fiscal cliff that exists for MTA, but definitely am supportive of the roles that you have played here in San Francisco. Mr. Clerk.
Yes, on that motion, Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection to amend to approve the nomination by deleting the word rejecting and recommend it to the full board.
Thank you. Motion carries. Mr. Clerk, would you please call item number 5?
Item number 5 is a motion approving and rejecting the mayor's nomination for the appointment of Maddie Scott to the Police Commission for a term ending April 30th, 2026.
Thank you so much, and I believe Ms. Scott is here present. You have the floor.
Thank you. Good morning. First, giving honor to God for getting me up this morning and all of us. And good morning to you, Chair Shimon Walton, President Mandelman, Supervisor Sherrill, and Clerk Mr. Victor Young. It is an honor to stand before you today with this nomination from our Mayor Laurie for this position. I am humbly grateful for it, as I've been working in this field for over 50 years now. As you all know, I lost my son to gun violence July 17, 1996. Right here in the Fillmore Western Addition, 2 blocks from City Hall. And I've been doing this work prior to his death because of all of the tragedies that we faced here during the crack cocaine epidemic and the police brutality that was taking place at that time. I know that I can bring unity and resolve to the police commission by serving. I've worked with the police department under the last 3 administrations, Chief Scherer and now Chief Scott. My work speaks for itself. I love doing intervention, violence prevention, intervention, and educational awareness around community policing. And I know that I can bring the community and the police together to make our city safer and stronger. We have boasted now in this last year, crime has gone down, but we know we have a lot of work to do. And thanks to you, our supervisors, and our elected officials, working together and rolling up our sleeves is the answer. That is the answer. And violence prevention, holding police accountable, at the same time holding our community accountable and looking at both sides and working with them strongly. So I am honored to stand here before you representing victims of violence on both sides, representing those who are hurting in our community, and to bring peace, unity, and strength to the police department, to our communities, and to bring accountability on both sides. At the same time, to raise awareness, to deal with public safety in the best way possible, engaging policemen to join us in our community efforts, getting to know our neighborhoods, walking the beat. our children not being afraid of them, our young men not being afraid of them, and empowering them to someday want to serve and become police officers themselves. That's what we're working toward, our young women and our young men from our communities, engaging them and teaching them. As we always say, each one must reach one and teach one. That is our goal. That's when we will stop the killing and start the healing on both sides. It's just like a good pot of gumbo. We need all the ingredients to make a good pot of gumbo. So we need you, our board of supervisors. We need our young people. We need our organizations, our CBOs and our faith leaders. We need our mothers and fathers in the community to work and strengthen and build these relationships that we have done so successfully here in San Francisco. I want to continue to do that. I want to continue to serve so that we can walk down the street proud with our officers, knowing who our children are, knowing who our grandchildren are, knowing who is suffering from mental illness, or knowing who has a problem, you know, and seeking help for them. That is the goal of serving on this police commission, to build and strengthen the relationships that we've already done and to help stop the killing and start the healing for safer environments, for a safer San Francisco, because our city of San Francisco is beautiful. I love this city.
Thank you, Ms. Scott.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Seeing no comments or questions from colleagues, Mr. Clerk, will you please call for public comment?
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes.
Hi, again. Carrie Barnes. I am here to speak on behalf of Maddie Scott's appointment to the Police Commission. As I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, I recently joined the leadership team of Moms Demand Action. So I represent the many. I've been asked to represent the many from Moms Demand and Brady who wanted to be here today. We support Mayor Lurie's appointment of Maddie Scott to the Police Commission. Maddie is a public safety advocate and gun violence survivor, as she discussed. It's important to have voices like Maddie's in the room when confronting issues like this, which disproportionately affect women in general and moms in particular. Gun violence is an epidemic and needs to be treated like the crisis that it is. Here are just a few crazy stark stats. Gun violence is a leading cause of death for children and teens in the United States. That's just one. Number two, approximately 75% of pregnancy-associated homicides are committed with a firearm. And lastly, every month, an average of 76 women are shot to death by an intimate partner in the United States. This really impacts all aspects of women's life. These are just a few of the stark statistics, and really we need to put a stop to it. As a city, we have to prioritize public safety and set a model for other cities to follow. Confirming Maddie Scott to the Police Commission would demonstrate our commitment to gun violence intervention, as well as elevating the voice of a woman who represents peace, strength, and accountability. So thank you.
Good morning, members of the Board of Supervisors and this committee. My name is Nancy Tung. I am the chair of the San Francisco Democratic Party. I am also a career prosecutor, but I come before you today as a mom. I became a mom in 2017 with the birth of my first child, and 5 months later, I became a mom demanding action in Sacramento. And over the course of the subsequent years, I got to know Maddie Scott as a person of integrity, a person of community, and a person who really wants to pursue not just justice, but fairness. She has been a lifelong advocate for her community for reduction of gun violence. She participates alongside of Brady in gun buybacks and making sure that our communities are safer. She is there for survivors. She organizes and hosts a Mother's Day Survivors Luncheon for people who have lost their children to gun violence. And she has been the tip of the spear in the community for making sure that there is safety and reform within the police department in San Francisco. Not only is Maddie Scott this community hero, she is my hero. because to continue to do this work for the decades that she has and to center it around victims and survivors of gun violence is something I think that is essential and missing from the police commission, and I urge you to support her nomination. Thank you.
Good morning, supervisors. My name is Lawrence Lee. I'm a San Francisco native and a resident of District 8, Noe Valley. I'm also a member of the Community Police Academy, and I'm speaking today as a member of the Board of the Advancement for Asian Americans. This is a group that's been involved in a lot of report cards for politicians. I want to speak as a representative of this board, and we as a community have come a long way in the last few years, and a lot of it has been very painful, and you speak about pain and suffering, and this is something that is still very important in this important time. And we recognize the voices of people who have worked with us when it was harder, when it was tough. And there are so many people who have spoken to us about how Mady spoke up with us for all the cases that have been tough, that have been continued to go on. And so we really appreciate all her work, and we support her nomination for this board. In this time, it's very important to think about pain and suffering, and I've done some reading about Buddhism, and there's a story about the second arrow. And the story goes of someone who received an arrow, and obviously it was very painful, but it's the second response. It's the second response of how you act and how you feel, how your mind works under that situation. And her response, her story, is so inspiring, and we would appreciate it if she can have this chance to join the board. Thank you.
Good morning, Board of Supervisors, Rules Committee. My name is Michael Siracusa. I am a D3 resident here. I'm here to voice my support here for Maddie Scott. I think her amazing background, both in community violence prevention as well as working with the police department, would be a very, very valuable perspective on the police commission and helping shape our city's environment of safety here. In addition, after hearing her speak today about her passion for community policing, I think that that's a very, very important aspect of the police department that I'd really like to see developed and encouraged more, and so she has my full support. Thank you.
Thank you. And just a reminder, if you do wish to speak, please line up to the right of the podium.
Good morning, Chair Walton, President Mandelman, Supervisor Cheryl. My name is John Ma. I'm a general and acute care trauma surgeon from District 2. Deeply honored to rise in support of the nomination by Mayor Lurie of Maddie Scott to the Police Commission. I became involved in the firearm safety topic while serving as the president of the Northern California chapter of the American College of Surgeons in 2012 after Newtown. I was honored to be appointed to the Brady Regional Leadership Council, where I met Maddie about 5 years ago. I've been most impressed by her determination, by her translating a very powerful story of the loss of her son, George, into action. I believe that her efforts are unparalleled here in San Francisco. I've been most impressed by her activity nationally with the Brady campaign in the White House. One of our leadership, Kath Sokolakis, is on her way here to speak in support as well. But I urge you to support the mayor's recommendation and nomination. I think she will unify and catalyze great change for the city of San Francisco. Thank you.
Good morning, supervisors. I'm Christine Pelosi, a resident of San Francisco, and a longtime friend and supporter of Maddie Scott, and I'm here to speak in support of Mayor Lurie's nomination of Maddie to the Police Commission. I first met Maddie years ago through my own mother, Nancy Pelosi, when they were fighting for enforcement of the assault weapons ban, and they were fighting for resources in the community. After Sandy Hook, as all three of you well know, suddenly the nation was gripped with the pain of gun violence. But the fact of the matter was there was a lot of pain that was democratized, but not the hope and not the resources. Maddie Scott and friends were still camped out on the steps of City Hall during Mother's Day, not welcomed inside. And in fact, then Supervisor London Breed and I moved the Mother's Day lunch, the pre-Mother's Day lunch, inside, and then Reverend Amos Brown took us in at Third Baptist. But that happened because of Maddie. Maddie didn't stop. Maddie made sure that there was one unified vigil on the Sandy Hook tragiversary, and that it was combining everyone in the community, not just people that look like me, but people who were living Maddie's experience. The fact that Maddie over and over and over again brings mothers of perpetrators and mothers of survivors together, even doing that once would be exhausting emotionally for anyone. But for her to do that over and over and over again is why she has the fortitude to do this work. And I hope that not only will you support her and vote for her, but also that you will support the reforms that she champions when she's on the commission. Thank you.
Next speaker, please.
Good morning, supervisors. My name is Carletta Jackson Lane, Executive Director of Sojourner Truth, Foster Family Service Agencies, a founder of Saving the Dream Incorporated. I am a past co-chair and member of the San Francisco Behavioral Health Commission, a mediator for the Office of Police Compliance. And a member of the African American Police Advisory Board. I have been a resident of San Francisco since 1960. I am the proud daughter of my father, James L. Jackson, senior, 35-year veteran of the San Francisco Police Department, and I support the appointment of Maddie Scott by our mayor, Daniel Lurie. I have known Maddie for over 25 years and worked with her side by side since the days at Paradise Baptist Church, appealing for our support group on San Jose Street in Lakeview near the city. I recall when Kamala Harris was the new district attorney and her staff would come to support mothers who had lost their children to gun violence. They were looking for information to bring justice to those unsolved homicides. Maddie is not only an advocate for the families in the Fillmore and the Western Addition, but she worked tirelessly with families in the Visitation Valley, at my office, the Village 1099 Sunnydale, and previously with Sharon Hewitt. Maddie's love and compassion for survivors of gun violence prevention, and a willingness to speak truth to power has empowered the communities and families throughout the city of County San Francisco, the state of California Brady campaign, and nationally with Mothers in Charge. Thank you for your time.
Good morning. My name is Dorothy Saruta. I'm president of the Golden Gate section of NCNW, and I'm a college professor, and I've got to know Maddie, her dedication and her hard work. Anybody who's known somebody killed by violence or heard of it, most of us have, although mine are in Detroit and Chicago, but I know that that is such a horrible situation, and for Maddie to give her life to fighting the violence and gun violence, it's she would be just perfect on this commission, police commission. She's got a great humanity, she's got a sweetness, she's got a calmness, and she's non-stopping in her dedication. I plead with you to please support her to be on this commission. In many ways, I'm just an ordinary citizen asking for support of this wonderful woman. Thank you.
My name is Frank Noto. I'm speaking on behalf of Stop Crime Action. Stop Crime Action supports victims and crime prevention. Ms. Scott has spent three years of her life supporting victims and crime prevention, especially prevention of violent crimes. So it's natural that we would support her for this appointment. We believe she supports a strong, well-trained police force. She's worked with the police intensively and observed them over the last 20, 30 years, and we hope she will work for that and work for doing changes that will make the our police force increase recruitment and retention. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is it still morning? Yeah. Thank you. I'm here to you know, just to bring up the, you know, me and Maddie, we're mothers and we've lost our children to homicide. So I feel the need to support her as she supported me. Even though I don't understand the particulars of this position, you know, and the expertise of this position, but I guess we all have to start somewhere. And, you know, I bring these, can I use the overhead? I bring these pictures of our children. As you see, here's her baby. And here's my baby. And just what the system has left us with is emptiness and no resolutions for our children. So I'm hoping that this position helps us as mothers and fathers who've lost their children to homicide and police brutality. Again, like I said, I don't understand this position. It was a surprise to me, but I think as we all come together as mothers and fathers and support each other, I am for that. And I would want that to happen to me as I go on with my endeavors for supporting my child that was murdered, shot 30 times with a semi-automatic gun. And it was community violence. It didn't have to be a police violence, but you know, the grief is the same. So I stand and I pray that we all support each other and keep supporting each other. Again, I don't understand this position, but I don't care as long as it's helping us. Thank you.
Are there any additional members of the public who would like to provide public comment on this matter? There are no additional speakers.
Thank you. Seeing no additional speakers, public comment is now closed. President Mandelman.
Thank you, Chair Walton. And I will be brief, but again, as with the MTA appointment, I think the mayor has made an excellent choice. I have not had the opportunity to work closely with Maddie Scott, but I'm a San Franciscan, and therefore I know that Maddie Scott is a legend. And adding your voice and perspective to the police commission seems to me like a very good thing to do in this moment. So thank you for your willingness to serve, and thanks to the mayor for this appointment.
Thank you, President Mandelman. Supervisor Sherrill.
Thank you, Chair Walton. Ms. Scott, I want to thank you first and foremost for your willingness to serve. Your commitment to action both before and after the deepest of tragedies is incredibly inspiring to me personally. Gun violence is a scourge, and it's a preventable scourge, and I want to thank you for your work. I'm highly encouraged by three things you said. First, prevention. It's indeed the best way to keep our city safe. Second is accountability, and I appreciate you brought that up, because without trust, we cannot have safety. And the third was community. Please continue to push for engagement with the community, both of our officers working with the community, but also spending time in the community. I really appreciate that you said that. I also want to voice my support for your continued efforts to shine a light on communities at risk that don't get enough publicity, marginalized communities suffering from gun violence, domestic violence, and especially protecting children. As a father, I see how your work is driven by love, and I want to thank you. With that, I'd like to move to amend the motion to remove the word rejecting and move forward a motion approving the appointment of Maddie Scott to the Police Commission.
Thank you so much, Mr. Clerk, on the motion.
Yes, on the motion to amend and recommend to the full board. Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. The motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Mr. Clerk, do we have any more items?
That completes the agenda for today.
Thank you so much. We are adjourned.